Hearing came from the words of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 61. Likewise, our Old Testament lesson for this day. So listen with me for God's word from Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations.
The New Testament passage this morning is from the first chapter of Luke. It's a familiar story. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of your ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "Well, how can this be, since I'm a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will just overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Speak to us your truth, O God. Fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit so that we may be strengthened as followers of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as some of you may know, I was in Washington, D.C. this week to receive the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest congressional honor given to civilians. Now, obviously, I didn't do anything to deserve it. Duh. I received it on behalf of my grandfather, who found it and then served in the Civil Air Patrol. And it was those Civil Air Patrol World War II vets who received the Congressional Gold Medal for their service to our nation. Well, for some reason, I was really nervous before I went. I mean, really nervous. If you could see Greg Dana right now, you'd see his eyes are going like this, because he'd say, "No, Jill, you weren't nervous. You were crazy. You were whacked out, totally wild." And it's true, but I didn't know what to expect. I mean, how many of us have ever received a Congressional Gold Medal before? So it sounds silly, but I knew something big was going to happen, but not knowing what to expect, I was nervous. Okay, I was totally whacked. Now, I don't know what Mary was doing or what Mary was expecting to do when the angel Gabriel decided to drop by, but I bet she wasn't expecting God to defy all her expectations so blatantly. I'm guessing Mary was expecting to marry Joseph, settle down, live a predictable life. She was an ordinary person with ordinary expectations, like all of us. And then God intervened. Now, Mary didn't get what she was expecting. She was expecting the expected, and she got God instead. And because of that, Mary got more than she could possibly ever expect. Still, it must have been daunting for her, like it can be for us now. I mean, what do you do when the unexpected happens? How do you respond? Are you like me and fall somewhere on the spectrum between nervous and totally whacked out? I get it. I mean, do you think, I don't know what to expect, so please, God, keep it simple, keep it predictable. I just want to live an ordinary, unexpectedly events not filled life. Did you understand that sentence? Good, because I didn't. You know, just ordinary, plain. Honestly, our trust in God and our response to God's intervention can sometimes be tepid at best. So I'm wondering if perhaps the most challenging aspect of this Bible verse is not that old, barren Elizabeth is pregnant, or that an angel came and spoke to an ordinary peasant girl, or even that Mary was going to bear a holy child, the Son of God, incredible as that is. Perhaps the most inspirational part of this Bible story, at least to me, and maybe to you, is that Mary said yes. Yes to God despite the unknown. Mary said, "Yes, God, you're asking the unexpected, but here I am, your servant. Let it be with me according to your word." Wow, that's hard. I mean, yeah, right. The angel Gabriel assured her that nothing will be impossible with God, but I don't think the angel Gabriel delivered a baby in a barn nor got there in labor on it riding on a donkey. I don't think so. So sure, nothing will be impossible with God, but that doesn't mean it's easy. It sure ain't easy. What courage Mary had, what faith. Now, courage and faith, they aren't mutually exclusive, are they? You can have courage without faith, but you cannot have faith without courage. Saying yes to God's unexpected expectations, now that's the mark of a hero. A hero. A hero like Colonel Gale Halverson. Gale Hal Halverson was his nickname. Colonel Halverson was one of the Civil Air Patrol vets honored this week in Washington, and Mr. Halverson joined Civil Air Patrol CAP as an ordinary ranch boy who wanted to learn how to fly. Well, when he got old enough, he joined the Air Force as a pilot. And now in 1948, as many of you all know, or after the war, Germany was divided between the East and the West. And in 1948, the Soviet Union were trying to starve. They put a blockade to people in Berlin, the free side of Berlin, and just were starving them. Nearly 2 million people were hungry. So America and the Allies decided to do something, and it was called the Berlin Airlift, where they flew over Berlin, especially Tempelhof Airport, and they just dropped crates of food and supplies. And Colonel Halverson was one of those pilots. From an Allied base, Halverson flew 3 trips a day into Berlin. But one day, he wasn't flying, or he was on a break from flying, And he was at Tempelhof Airport, and you know how the airports are blocked off by fence, and he was on the airport side, and he saw about 30 Berlin children on the other side of the fence. So he walked over to them and started talking. There were two translators among the children, so he could understand, and they were very polite. They were very quiet. They were hungry. They didn't ask him a thing. And usually, as an American service officer, he would be pestered by children and civilians. Hey, you got a light, you got some candy, you got something. And they didn't ask him a thing, except they made one request. Please don't abandon us now, because if we lose our freedom now, we may never get it back. So Halvorsen was really moved by this. He wanted to give them something, and he reached in his pocket, and he only had two sticks of gum. He said, I can't give 30 children two sticks of gum. They're going to fight over it. It'd be better off if I just left. So he turned away, and he started walking away, and a voice which he attributes to the voice of God, a nudge of God, came to him, and it said, go back to the fence. Go back to the fence. So he went back, and he said, I have two sticks of gum, that's all I have. And he ripped it, each piece into two pieces, giving one each to a translator and the rest to the children. And then the children divided the wrappers so they could smell it. See, they hadn't had candy or gum or anything like that in 2 years. They were just smelling the wrappers, and they said, thank you. They thanked him profusely. So moved, Halvorsen said, I'll be back with more, but this time I'm bringing chocolate. What a good guy, huh? And the kids asked, well, how will we know it's you? There are different American planes flying over. And he thought, he goes, on my first pass over Tempelhof Airport, I'll wiggle my wings, which is why he later came to be known in Germany as Uncle Wiggly Wings. Well, the next day, he scrounged all the candy rations he had, all the candy rations from his buddy. He flew over Tempelhof Airport, wiggled his wing, and then he got his handkerchiefs and all his buddy's handkerchiefs, and he tied candy, chocolate, to the handkerchief, and he parachuted chocolate out the window. And the kids loved it. By the way, this is totally against Air Force regulations. This is an international operation, and Halvorsen just blew it all to pieces. If the big brass found out, he was going to be so sunk. But the ones who found out about it was the Berlin newspaper. And they wrote a story about him and said, wow, we fought these people for years, and look at how great they are. What could the big brass do then, huh? Nothing, absolutely nothing. So soon, there was a concerted effort to drop candy for the children so that by the end of the year, 250,000 parachutes with chocolate had flown over Tempelhof Airport. Many years later, one of those children, now an adult, said, it wasn't just chocolate they were sending. It was hope. And for Halvorsen, who followed the nudge of God to do the unexpected, it was joy. Joy! And over 66 years later, he is still so joyful about the fact that God called him to serve in an unexpected way, and he said yes. And because he said yes, his life changed, and the lives of countless others changed. How is God nudging you? And what happens when you say yes to God? Well, the specifics are different for each one of us, but generally what happens is the unexpected. An ordinary young woman bears the Son of God. Candy is parachuted to war-ravaged children. All of you show up to church today despite the fact that you're missing your pastors of 23 years. So what happens when you say yes to God despite fear, despite grief, and despite the unknown? God's presence is made known. God's presence is made known in ways that we may not expect, but it's made known nonetheless. God's joy abounds, maybe in ways differently than we expected, but God's joy is present. And although there may not be a congressional gold medal to prove it, when we say yes to God, we have the courage and the faith of heroes. Humble heroes, for the glory goes to God, but heroes nonetheless. I told Colonel Halverson that I was going to share his story along with that of the Virgin Mary, and he smiled and he said, "Oh, I guess I'm in pretty good company, aren't I?" But we're all in pretty good company, aren't we? In fact, that's what makes the church pretty good company. Just a bunch of ordinary folks, the yes men and women of God. Those who expect the unexpected will of God instead of complacency. Courageous and faithful, humble heroes. That's who Christ's disciples are. Now I admit, I'm still walking on clouds. My experience this week was so awesome. So maybe I am seeing you with rose-colored glasses, but no. I'm not seeing you at all. But no, I don't think so. Oh boy, put those back on. But no, I don't think so, because I see a lot of similarities between you and the heroes who received a gold medal. Now, when these vets, all of them, you know, way up there in age, when they were asked why they left their jobs, their livelihoods, to volunteer for our country, why they flew at times when even the weather was so bad, even the military was grounded, and they flew in planes that the military rejected. I mean, these were tin buckets. And why they served when they could have done something else, anything else, that required a lot less work, a lot less courage, and a lot less risk. When asked these questions, their response was almost a non-response. You kind of shrug, look down, smile, say, it was the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Yeah, it ain't easy. Yeah, we might get a little whacked out in the process. Believe me, I was the queen of whack this week. But God's words of truth, which propelled Mary to be a humble hero thousands of years ago, are the same words of truth which propelled thousands of folks to be heroes during World War II, and are still the same words of truth which beckon humble heroes today. Do not be afraid, for nothing will be impossible with God. Wildwood friends, God's heroes expect the unexpected will of God, and you will get more than you ever expected. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.